How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind. A moment where we can hang out, sit down, chit-chat, throw out a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't make some talking points to carry on with us and share throughout the day with people we run into. Now, I know it's a week early, but I've got plans for episode 52, and that's okay. Gives us a chance to sit back and reflect on what I'm thinking about, even though I know it's, again, a week early. But July 4th, Independence Day, quintessential American holiday, where we get to go outside and blow stuff up and watch awesome fireworks and barbecue and drink beer and play frisbee or whatever we do. Or sit at home and make sure our dogs and cats don't freak out too bad over the fireworks. But fireworks, nonetheless. That's, I guess, the determining factor of today, of this topic. I remember being a kid, going with my parents to watch the fireworks at the local place. And you go out and you sit in the field with all the other people and they just start shooting off fireworks and it's all the oohs and the ahs. A lot of really cool fireworks. And I remember my favorite being the ones that weren't spectacularly pretty. I enjoyed the ones that just kind of went boom, just kind of exploded. And you could, I believe I could feel the sound wave, the shock wave of that, just the thunderous boom hit you. And they were just the white balls of light. But those were my favorite. I enjoyed those the most. I still do. True American. Appreciating the explosion. The impact. And fireworks, you know, outside of those handful of times as a kid. And growing up, I wasn't allowed to light fireworks for the most part because I'd blow my hands off. You shoot an eye out, kid. But every now and again, you know, we'd get fireworks and get to light them off and blow them up. And I think one of the realizations that got me started down this thought process, this path, was a time that I really got to help out lighting fireworks. There was a flatbed trailer full of fireworks, and I was one of the like 5 or 10 people that was given a lighter, and you just went out and you grabbed the next one and you fill a mortar or you set up the cake or whatever, you light it and it just shoots off, and it was like 30 minutes of nonstop fireworks. And being down there in the field, running back and forth, you know, it's 9 or 10, 11 o'clock at night, and we're shooting off all these fireworks. It's pitch black out. We're out in the country at that time. And I was amazed at how well I could see. It was, you know, it wasn't daylight, but you had your reds, your blues, and your greens, and whatever other colors illuminating the ground. It's like, I'm surprised I don't need a flashlight. Found that to be kind of cool, rather interesting. And as I've gotten older and gotten the chance to reflect on the American Revolution, where we said goodbye to the crown, started thinking about the Star Spangled Banner. And don't worry, I'm not going to sing. My cherub's voice is not in full action. But, you know, if you'll permit me to read some of it, you know, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?" You got this guy writing the, who's this? I've got the wrong person's name in mind on who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. I'm embarrassed. But this guy sitting on a ship watching the battle roar on. And he's watching it and just gets inspired to write the lyrics, or so I've been told, so I've been taught in my public school education. He's sitting there, morning's cresting. The twilight's last gleaming. You know, again, dawn's coming through. Dawn is upon us. This battle has been going on all night. "Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming." So he's wondering about this flag that we've watched, or we've supported, that we've gathered around. Stars and stripes. He's watching again, like I said. "And the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?" He's able to see the flag. His question of, is our flag there? Have they taken down our flag? Have they taken our fort over? Have they run us through? No, that banner's still there. That sign, that flag, that symbol of freedom, symbol of self-governance. And he's able to see it through the flashes of light of the bombs, the rockets, or whatever, however they're, cannons and the muskets, even through all the smoke-filled air, he could see it, supposedly. And I apply that idea, that image of the flashing lights, right, running back to and from the trailer with all the fireworks on it. And if you just watch the ground while the fireworks are going off, you don't watch, them explode. Take a minute, just a minute. Watch them, watch the ground, see how much it lights up. And I've never served in the Army, but I have absolute respect for what they do. They're out there doing a job that I haven't done. I question if I could do it. I'd like to believe I could, but until you're put in the situation, you don't know. But when you remove the awe and the fun aspect of it, you could almost put yourself and the idea of a battlefield, which kind of gets kind of scary to me. You stand there in a cul-de-sac, and you're just watching the sidewalk and the pavement, and you see it all light up. And yeah, everybody else is cheering, but you take that somber minute, and get the chance to realize that in your space of safety, in your protected neighborhood, and you've got the bombs bursting in air, illuminating all that's around you. You kind of get the sense. You can. Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm just taking it too far, but you can get the sense of maybe what someone felt or saw. I don't know. It's just an idea. It's just, again, talking points. It's not, I'm not here to prove a point. I'm just trying to hear to illuminate an idea. Try and offer some reverence and respect and understanding to where the flag came from, that we came around to stand for self-governance over being governed by a group of people elected by the people, for the people. But at the same time, let's go blow stuff up. Let's have fun. Oh, man. There I go, being a rookie again. So I'm Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y. B-O-N. The number 3. S. And you find me on Twitter at Billy Bones. Got a website, billybones.com. There's contact information there. Discord server. And you hit me up. Tell me what I got right. Tell me what I got wrong. Or tell me how absurd I've got all this. Either way, love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week.